From Spark and Anvil and HeatForge, this is Touch, in Chapter 1 of the HeatForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Touch is a small pangolin tween with warm, cream-colored scales and soft bronze armor plates across her back. She wears a chunky thermal vest, and she's never without her special set of rods and her temperature marker. Touch loves molecules touching. Heat travels through what's pressed together, she likes to say, molecule by molecule. Her favorite tools are her conduction rods, one each of copper, iron, glass, and wood, and a marker that shows how fast heat races down each rod when one end is warmed. Because touch teaches conduction, the way heat moves when things touch. Most kids think hot things simply have heat inside. Touch knows better. Heat is just tiny molecules wiggling, and when fast molecules bump into slow ones, the wiggle spreads, always from hot to cold, never the other way.
Touch grew up near the rack-warming flats, in a family of pangolins the village called the Long Touchers. Their whole craft was learning heat by feeling it, pressing their overlapping scales against sun-warmed stones, and noticing, scale by patient scale, exactly how the warmth crept in. The rock and the scale touch, her grandmother taught. The rock's warmth becomes the scale's warmth. The world conducts, our bodies listen. Little Touch was impatient at first. She wanted heat to be some magical glowing thing inside the rock. Then one cool morning she lay flat on a stone at dawn and felt the sun's warmth arrive slowly, molecule by molecule, from the rock into her scales. It wasn't magic at all, she says, still delighted. It was just bumping, fast wiggles nudging slow ones awake, one touch at a time. And once I felt that, heat stopped being a mystery forever. She has read the world scale by scale ever since.
When Touch was 12, she walked to HeatForge. Kelvin, her mentor, asked her, "What is conduction?" Touch answered right away, "Heat travels through what's pressed together, molecule by molecule. Fast molecules bump slow ones, and the wiggle moves, always from hot to cold. It's bumping craft." Kelvin smiled. "You are appointed." In her workshop, Touch loves to show it. She heats one end of a copper rod and a wood rod at the same time. Watch! The copper end heats fast. The marker zips down. The wood end? The marker barely creeps. She lets students place a paw on the cold end of each. The copper feels hot almost at once. The wood barely warms. Same heat applied, very different speeds. That's the bumping difference. Then she teaches the secrets. Good bumpers versus bad bumpers. Metals conduct fast. They have tiny free electrons that help. Wood, plastic, and air are poor conductors or insulators. And diamond's a surprise. It conducts wonderfully without being a metal. Hot to cold, always. Heat never flows cold to hot on its own. Touching is key. No contact, no conduction. An air gap stops it. Wider rods give more bumping paths. Longer rods slow heat down. A bigger temperature difference speeds transfer. And when temperatures match, heat stops flowing. And her favorite puzzle, a metal spoon and a wooden spoon in the same room are the same temperature. A thermometer proves it. But the metal feels colder. Why? Because metal pulls heat away from your hand faster. Your hand feels the speed of the heat, not just the temperature. She's always gentle about the big idea. Don't think hot things have heat stashed inside. Heat is just motion, moving. When fast molecules meet slow ones, the motion spreads. That's all that happens until all the bumping is even.
Is conduction hard? A student asked her once. Touch shook her head, scales gleaming. It isn't hard. It's just heat travels through what's pressed together, molecule by molecule, from hot to cold. You only need contact.
She pressed her warm paw flat against a cool rod and felt the heat begin its slow, familiar journey out of her and into the metal. And a quiet, contented gladness settled through her, the same feeling she'd had that dawn on the sun-warmed stone. Not the cold jolt of a mystery, but the warm, steady wonder of understanding, knowing that the whole world is quietly touching and sharing its warmth, molecule by molecule, all the time, and that her own listening scales could feel it happening. That calm, connected feeling, she thought, was the very best part of the craft.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to touch. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.